Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Thank you so much.
Feel like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, you up?
Let me check out that ring.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports.
Welcome to TMZ Sports. I'm Mike Babcock with my guy, as always, Mojo Mutati. Mojo, we're going to start with Caitlin Clark, who has been in the WNBA for like one day, but is already embroiled in a big-time controversy. Now, Mojo, it's absolutely through no fault of her own, but there is a crazy situation that is currently unfolding right now, and it is very polarizing. You've got a lot of people who have a lot of different feelings on this situation. So let's set it up. You know, we've talked about this, Mojo. Well, there she was at the draft on Monday night in Brooklyn. Hops on a plane, Mojo, flies to Indiana, team facility, walks in the entire Fever organization. Absolutely thrilled to see Caitlin Clark, biggest star they've ever had. And then, Mojo, it was time to meet with the local media. Well, Caitlin Clark, she sat down. Now, we're going to in a moment here. Listen to a question from a reporter named Greg Doyle. He works for the Indy Star, a local Indianapolis paper. Mojo, to set up the clip and the basis for the beginning of this question, Caitlin Clark makes a heart hand gesture. Think like the Damar Hamlin heart. There it is. There, Caitlin Clark doing the heart hand gesture that she will do as a way to sort of say, hey, I love you to her family. Well, keep that in mind here. Here is Greg Doyle and Caitlin Clark yesterday, and it doesn't get any more awkward than this.
Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So.
Okay, so there it was, Mojo. There it was. She looked very uncomfortable. Clearly, the room was uncomfortable. You heard the awkward laugh. And this just went viral. It was everywhere, Mojo. Well, a couple hours later, Mr. Doyle felt the need to apologize. Now, he went to social media and he apologized. He also wrote a column where he had this to say in part, Mojo. In my haste to be clever, to be familiar and welcoming, or so I thought, I offended Caitlin and her family. I mean, it was just wrong. Caitlin Clark, I am so sorry. So that, again, just in part what he said. You go to the TMZ Sports website if you want to see the tweet. He obviously, to me at least, seems sincere in the apology. Mojo, despite that, there are a lot of people, and not just fans, not just social media users, but also prominent people in the media who have called on the team to revoke his credential, which would effectively render him unable to cover the team. And some people have actually said that he should be fired.
Yeah, Babcock, that might be a little severe to me if I'm being honest here. I mean, was the comment creepy? Yeah, absolutely it was. I mean, can I understand the guy's position about being on the spot and trying to come off the cuff? I mean, some people aren't so immediately thoughtful when it comes to interviews, and it runs them into a dilemma from time to time.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it was an honest mistake, and given the response that this got, I mean, this went everywhere immediately. I mean, this dude got dragged through the mud. Yes. And to be honest with you, maybe he should have, right? Like he said something that was a little too far, a little too inappropriate. I mean, probably didn't mean what everyone thought he did, but doesn't change the fact that he still said the words. So yeah, there should be some backlash here. I mean, probably no one regrets this more than him at this point, maybe. Yeah. But I don't know. To me, firing this guy, running him out, that does seem a little extreme. He made his apology. If Caitlin feels comfortable with it, maybe he should stay. And honestly, this should probably hinge on Caitlin's thoughts. You know, she should have some say here. She's the new star coming into the team. The comments were directed towards her. It's her and her family. If she forgives him, I think it's fine. If she's uncomfortable, yeah, maybe he can't come to the team anymore. But firing him altogether from his job, as it doesn't necessarily relate to this team, I think that might be a bit much.
Yeah, no, I agree, too. Nobody else is a victim here in any way except for Caitlin Clark. So, yeah, absolutely. If she felt very strongly and she said, hey, look, I don't want to be around this guy because I don't feel comfortable, I would change my opinion then. But absolutely, I think it's absurd that anyone would call for this guy to lose his job. And it just goes to show how crazy cancel culture and how out of control cancel culture has gotten. Anyway, Mojo, believe it or not, not the only feud or controversy that Caitlin Clark, again, no fault of her own on this second one either, that she's involved with just yesterday. Antonio Brown, our good friend AB, the former superstar wide receiver, he also has gotten himself in a bit of a beef with Caitlin here. So I'm not going to say what he tweeted. If you want to see it, again, go to the TMZ Sports website. He tweeted something that I think most people would agree is probably over the line. It's offensive. Caitlin Clark has actually banned or blocked, I should say, AB. So AB, he tweets this and he lets us all know that Caitlin Clark has said, you can't follow me on Twitter anymore. So you don't look for those two to be friends, Mojo, as great athletes as they both are.
No, I mean, and hey, somebody was going to say something, right? We've had so much good to say about Caitlin Clark, everything she's done, everything she stands for. It has been rave reviews, unanimously positive, but you knew somebody on the internet was going to say something stupid, was going to be a hater.
And it was probably going to be AB, Mojo, right?
Exactly. I was going to say, with the good comes a lot of creepy. We just talked about the reporter. And comes a lot of bad in the form of dirtbags like this particular gentleman who seems to have a knack for these kind of things. Look, the comment wasn't funny. It was too much. Obviously, he's looking for an opportunity to go viral, to be talked about, you know. He's gotten quite good at eliciting these kind of reactions, but it's too much. I mean, hopefully Caitlin Clark, she was prepared for blowback like this. I mean, a lot of times to a lot of people, just simply blocking people is the best way. Just shut them up. Obviously, you know, they're going to quote tweet it and put it out there and try to use that to gain a follow-up headline. Right. But at the end of the day, who cares? It's not about them anymore. It's about you. Get that off your timeline. Get that out of your head. And hey, you said you banned him. Well, maybe she gets him banned from the team games too. So banned and blocked. Who knows? Maybe that's coming next.
We are just a few days away now from one of the most highly anticipated and really high-level boxing matches of the entire year, Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. Of course, both of these guys are in their primes or entering their primes, maybe not even there yet, 25 years old. They've got one loss between them, Mojo. Ryan Garcia, 24-1. Just that one loss to Gervonta Tank Davis. Devin Haney, for his part, he's undefeated at 31-0. These guys are incredible fighters. They have made it very clear that they do not like each other in the lead up to this fight. We saw what happened earlier in the week at the Empire State Building with the shove. There's been a lot of trash talk, Mojo, as the fight has gotten closer and closer. Mojo, I had an opportunity to talk to the guy who knows Devin Haney better than anybody out there, and that is Bill Haney, his dad, but also his trainer. And I asked him what I thought were two very important questions. One, Ryan Garcia has been saying a lot of erratic things online. Do you think it's an act? And two, is the beef, is the tension between Devin and Ryan real?
Absolutely an act. And I don't mean to cut you off, but it's just jumping out of my mouth because I know that with everything that's on the line, we're here in New York City, and now you want to do everything or appear to be doing everything but preparing for a fighter like Devin Haney. And for that disrespect in terms of just to the sport, just the approach of, you know, coming from the bottom to the top, that you get to the top and you get distracted by any of these small things. We're going to show you that Devin Haney is the best fighter in the world on April the 20th by the way that we destroy Ryan Garcia in a fashion that no one has done before. we're not at the least bit taken back by the antics. If he can fool us, he can beat us. We're nobody's fool. I think that's what he can do. The one thing with a constant professional like Devin, somebody that's been in the sport for this long, is you try to give us the illusion that you're not focused, that you're not serious about the fight, to give us, you know, just that little bit will slow us down. But I'm telling you, we're motivated. New York City has motivated us. And if New York City ain't motivating you, then I don't think that you're ready for the top.
There it is, Bonjo.
Man, he just aired it out. You know, in professional wrestling, we always used to say, you never want to totally bury your opponent, because then when you win, who'd you really beat? You just spent all that time destroying the credibility of your opponent. Yeah. If anything, talk your trash, but build him up.
Right.
Mr. Haney here did not get that memo, because he just eviscerated Ryan Garcia with those comments, talking about he's not preparing, this is all an act to hide the fact that he's not going to be able to live up to the hype and get it done in the ring, that he's disrespecting the sport. That is not exactly what you want to hear to sell tickets, right? You want to hear that, you know, this guy's just out there, that he's preparing hard for the fight of his life, that he's ready. You know, at the end of the day, it's all talk maybe, but he is a huge asset to the game. He didn't say any of that. He flipped the script on this and went straight for the jugular. I mean, so that right there, I don't really see that as comments trying to build a fight. I see that as comments that they really just don't like this guy.
I agree. And look, I think, and I would encourage people to listen to the full interview. At times, he is very complimentary of Ryan and Ryan's pedigree as a boxer, talks about only having the one loss to Tank, and nobody really dominating Garcia like he believes that his son will. So in some ways, he did build him up. I also think he means by saying a lot of the things that he has, that Ryan is trying in a way to get Devin to come in unfocused by thinking that Ryan isn't taking the fight seriously, when in reality, Ryan is training and working hard and is planning to come in prepared. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see. Obviously, Bill has said Devin is not going to enter the fight like that, that he is coming in incredibly well prepared. I will say, if it is an act on Ryan's part, I don't think it was a good strategy, Mojo. It's overshadowed the fight, to be honest, and it's hard to overshadow a fight this good, but it has overshadowed the fight because some of the stuff has been, in my mind, so out there. With all that said, I'm still going to watch. I think people who like boxing are still going to watch this fight, because at the end of the day, for so many years, we've been talking about four young fighters all around the same weight class. And it's been Shakur Stevenson, it's been Gervonta Tank Davis, and the last two are those two men right there, Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. And we are about to get to see two of those men fight each other. It's happening Saturday. Despite everything that's happened, I cannot wait. Coming up next on TMZ Sports, Tom Brady is 46 years old, retired from the NFL, and in better shape than he has ever been. You will not believe TB12's physique. You've got to see this video next on TMZ Sports.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten, R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Welcome back to TMZ Sports, Mike and Mojo. Mojo, Tom Brady, 46 years old, retired from the NFL right now. This dude is looking better than ever. I don't know how he's doing it. I'm pretty sure he is aging in reverse. Tom Brady posted video today on his social media page, Mojo. He's out there doing a workout, getting some sprints in. And I know it's a little hard to see, and we're slowing it down here. Watch Tom as he runs by, Mojo. He is just in absolutely incredible, fantastic shape, like muscles popping. The guy looks tan. And we've showed that photo from the combine, you know, nearly 3 decades ago now. Look at that. I mean,
Bojo, never gets old.
You're not supposed to get better with age. You know, your early 20s, that's like prime physical time, right? But I don't know. Looks absolutely fantastic.
It still makes me laugh that this man is 46 years old and just retired.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Right. That's like cool if you've got a normal job, but not when you're an NFL quarterback.
Well, I could see him being 46 years old and retired 24 years ago, not 24 years later.
Be more likely.
Still doing this. But hey, Babcock, I mean, of course. The guy is shredded. He's retired now. He doesn't have to watch 83 hours of tape every single day on top of preparing for game day on Sunday. So that means he has all the time in the world to get into shape. Of course, Noble has absorbed Brady brand, so he's still promoting his brand.
Yep.
So there's that. But let's not forget the most important factor here, the most relevant one. My guy is still single, I think. He's still single, so he's got to be in shape. He's got to be out there in the field recruiting and in the field training simultaneously. So it all adds up. This makes sense to me that he looks this good.
I will say, though, Mojo, I feel like Tom Brady with a little belly still could probably do okay in the day.
Tom Brady with a lot of belly would still do okay, I think.
Mojo, it's time for a segment that I love. We love it because we love at TMZ Sports. Mojo, we don't have any engagements or marriages today. No. We've got babies on the way, Mojo. Let's start with one of the biggest NASCAR, one of the biggest athletes in the world, Bubba Wallace and his beautiful wife, Amanda, are expecting their very first baby. I remember they got married in late 2022, and now in October, just a few months before the holiday season, they are going again to be expecting their very first baby. Bubba Wallace, again, is one of the really most famous NASCAR drivers in the world, and we obviously congratulate them big time, Mojo. Again, that's the first baby, not the only baby.
Not the only baby, because the other one is coming from my good friend, Ruby Soho and Angelo Parker. This was a really cool one. The couple been together since 2023. After AEW Dynamite went off air, Ruby dropped the big news on us. Check it out here as we're watching. And man, what a cool, cool moment. Could you imagine doing this in the ring? Being able to share this moment with all these fans, thousands of fans wow. that love you. You love them. They've helped you grow to the superstardom that you're at. I mean, what a cool, cool moment. This is what you dream of as a child, to announce a child in a cool way like this. You said it, Babcock. We very much love here on TMZ Sports, and two really, really good ones for y'all today.
All right, Mojo, before we go, obviously, if you're an NBA fan, you've certainly heard about this big news. Blake Griffin, after 14 great seasons in the NBA, guy really left his mark on the league. He's retiring, hanging up the basketball shoes, Mojo, but still a young guy. And the question is, what does Blake Griffin do next? Well, he has long been a big fan of comedy. In fact, Blake has literally gone to the Laugh Factory, one of the most respected and famous comedy clubs in the world, and has actually got up there and performed. And a lot of people think he's been in movies too. A lot of people think that comedy is where he will now next make his mark. Well, Mojo, we actually ran into somebody who, you know, if somebody understands the comedy world, it's Brad Williams. This guy is an incredibly accomplished comedian, a famous comedian, and a very funny guy. He knows if Blake has what it takes to make it in the comedy world. We recently ran into Brad. We asked him, hey, you know, is this guy any good? Does he have a future in comedy? Here's Brad Williams.
I've seen Blake Griffin do stand-up.
Okay.
I saw him do it in Montreal. And he's good.
Okay.
And I hate that.
Why?
Because you can't be good at everything. It's like, all right, the only two celebrities that have, like, tried stand-up I ever thought were really good at it and that's Blake Griffin.
Okay.
And John Mayer.
Wow.
And both of them are like, you can't play in the NBA, you can't master guitar and be funny. Funny is for, it's for losers like me that couldn't get girls. All right, that's what we had to do to impress women, not people that have the Kardashians on a Rolodex, okay?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they've got.
So you think he has a big future in comedy?
A very big future.
What advice would you give him?
Talk about yourself. I mean, you have a unique perspective of being, of playing in the NBA.
Yeah.
A unique perspective of all, because we wonder what that's like. I'd say a unique perspective of dating a Kardashian, but a lot of people have actually done that.
He's a funny guy, obviously.
Funny guy, funny how. Dude, this is great. First of all, John Mayer was hilarious on the Dave Chappelle show. I wasn't expecting that either. But hey, Blake Griffin, this is great, man. I mean, look, with his celebrity, he can get his foot in any door, right? To at least get a couple of shots. And that's all you need, because if you're funny, you just need that one opportunity and you're good to go. But I can see this. I've seen Blake Griffin do some funny things. I haven't seen his stand-up, but if it's good enough for Brad here, it's definitely good enough for me, because I have seen Brad, and Brad is hysterical, as we just witnessed.
That absolute fact. Cannot wait to see what Blake does next. Mojo, we have got to go. We got a big show tomorrow. More Haney and Garcia coverage, a bunch of other big stories. Hopefully, Caitlin Clark stays out of controversy tomorrow. Mojo, going to be a great show. We'll see.
We shall see, Babcock, but either way, it'll be the best show since today!